Fred Film Radio, Karlovivari International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Karlovivari International Film Festival. Today we're going to be talking about Feature Frames with one of the filmmakers who was selected to be part of this year's strand, Laura Muravo, presenting the film Blackjack here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
Laura, you're from France.
Yeah.
You're from France. Just to start off, I mean, to introduce you to our listeners, I would love to just ask you a very broad question. You can answer in whatever way you like. Just what is it that attracted you about filmmaking? And how? And a little bit about the journey that took you to where you are now.
So at the beginning I was doing philosophy, so much more like theoretical studies, and so I'm graduating in philosophy. I didn't want it to become a teacher, so I have to find a future. And so for some reason I was always been interested in art, and for some reason I thought that cinema is like a combined art of like all the art, like music, writing, etc. Is not the case at all. I discovered that later. So I just been like to the university in cinema just to see how it was. And then from the moment I began to make movies, I don't know, I thought that it was the right place to be for me because it was less theoretical, and I'm very like theoretical cerebral. So it was much more like about the body, you know, when you direct actors. So yeah, it was much more like interesting for me.
I'd like to ask you why you actually decided to study philosophy in the first place. Lenny Abramson, for instance, comes to mind. He studied philosophy and became a filmmaker.
I was doing a special program in France in which you study like literature, philosophy, languages, and so on. And my option was philosophy. And I don't know, I was good at it, I like it, and it's very hard to explain why do you like philosophy. Because you cannot say, because I like to think, because that's very vague and doesn't mean anything. But I think I like the complex, I liked the complex thing about it, like the concept, the author. I think I was attracted to the complexity of the language at the beginning.
The complexity of the language of philosophy. Do you find that your background in philosophy influences your work as a filmmaker directly, and how?
Directly, I have no idea. Maybe when I'm writing, you know, when I'm thinking of the character of the story, maybe in that sense, like I'm doing... the way I'm writing at the beginning, maybe it's influencing that case. Or the fact that I'm reading books, you know, to influence my work. So maybe that could be the link. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about Blackjack, your film. First of all, what is Blackjack about? What's the story of Blackjack?
So it's a story of a dealer in a casino, a woman, which is very androgynous, and she evolved in the man world. Though the world of the casino is very masculine.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically also about gender and sexuality.
So at the beginning, I didn't want to do a movie about gender, but I wanted to shoot a woman, which is a real croupier, which is really androgynous. And so the gender thing was in her, you know. And then, at the end, when they talk about the movie, they talk to me about the gender. But it was much more like I wanted to shoot her, and so the theme was already in her, you know.
So let me see if I get this completely right. It's a fiction film or a documentary?
It's a fiction film, but I wrote her for a person. But like 1 month before the shooting, she cannot do the main character. So I have to pick another person to do it.
I see. And is it, because of our conversation that we had earlier, is it sort of, does it stand as a metaphor for something greater than actually casinos?
I think there is that underlying theme about that you can be like the gender power, the gender relationship, because in the casino you have that. I mean, when you are a croupier, you have to be very humble, and the client are very, I mean, they can and insult you. There is all that power thing going on through the movie. Yeah.
I'm very curious. I'm very interested by what you said as well, that the film was based on an actual person. And I'm just curious to ask you whether that's something that you're interested in. In other words, being influenced by real things that happen and sort of turning them, adapting them for a movie.
Yeah, it's much more like I don't have the choice to do in another way. Like, I'm not full of ideas. Okay. So basically, most of the time, I have to begin with someone. Often it's someone, like a face, you know, a body that I want to shoot, and I write the story around that person. Or at the very beginning, my first movies were about situation that I experienced, you know. But I'm glad that now I feel like I can distance myself a little bit from my own experience. Like this movie, it's really about her, about that woman. Then I put a little bit of me in it, but it's much more like far from me. It's better for me because I don't like just, you know, put myself in the character, put my feeling, put my experience, you know.
So it's interesting because it seems like your creative works begins with observation, with a process of observation. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think my first movie was about I experienced a strong feeling in a special situation and I want to convey that emotion deep into the situation. Mm-hmm. And if not, it's like, yeah, I'm seeing someone from the railroad that I find fascinating and I want to shoot that person.
My final question to you is just the experience as part of Future Frames, what do you hope to gain from it and how are you living it at the moment?
For me, every festival, it's always very interesting to go in festival because you meet people and I really like to meet a filmmaker of my age, you know, because then it could be like people from which you can develop links and they can read your scenario, you can talk about your project, mutual project. So for me, yeah. And then you can see movies. So it's much more like about the atmosphere, the general atmosphere of every festival.
Yeah.
I found a gain from that, yeah.
All right, well, it was a great pleasure talking with you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.